We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Bobcats Sports Network from Learfield, this is Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat every Wednesday night at 6:30. Montana State University, Mountains and Mines, Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild Series. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now here's the voice of the Bobcats, Zach Mackey.
Well, we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings, and we start another edition here of Cat Chats on the Bobcat Radio Network here this evening. And coming off a Bobcat victory, Bobcats got the victory at home for Gold Rush to go ahead and welcome in the 2021 home season. And, Coach, congrats on the win. Your first one as a head football coach here at Montana State. People excited about that. And it was a good football game. Just your take on the game on Saturday.
Well, first off, what an amazing day. I think the energy was boy, at an all-time level as far as I'm concerned. You know, pregame, the prowl, I know we did it 2 hours early, but the energy there was tremendous. You know, our guys having an opportunity to be in our new facility really for the first time on Saturday, and then the crowd was just amazing. It was electric. And our play on the field, while it wasn't perfect, you know, I thought our guys played really hard again. We gave up that score before the half. It made halftime a little bit more direct with the messaging from our coaches than it might have been otherwise. But I thought our guys really responded in the second half and played a pretty clean second half, put some more points on the board, and kept them off the scoreboard.
How about walking out of that new facility? You got 20,000, the Gold Rush coming out there, the Spirit Squad, the band's there. You got the horses leading you out. What's going through your mind as you're walking out there for the first time as a football coach?
Well, just trying to take it all in. You know, college football is so much about the pageantry and atmosphere and what the electricity on a game day. You know, keep coming back to that word. And it was there and then some. And you know, to take it in for a second and say, "Hey, this is where I'm the head coach." That was a proud moment, I guess. Yeah. You know, and obviously without the players and us going out and winning the game, all that doesn't really mean a whole lot, but you put all that together, you know, that's what college football game days are all about. It's It's the preparation. It's the tailgating. It's the players getting ready, and then everybody coming in and having just a, you know, a 3 hour whatever good time. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And ideally, at the end of the day, you walk off with the W.
Coach, let's dig into it. The Bobcats get the victory over the Pioneer League's Drake. It looked like Matt McKay and Lance McCutcheon were in rare form. I mean, right away it was Lance. He ended up going over 100 yards, had a real nice game. What was your take on his performance on Saturday?
Yeah, Lance continues to prove that he's worthy of getting those opportunities. And Matt, you know, I thought it was just cleaner. I think we targeted Lance 8 times, and we had 7 receptions. He actually lost one in the sun, and it was he got to catch the sun. And hopefully you catch the ball while you're at it. But, you know, while they missed each other a few times down in Wyoming, it was good to see them really, you know, continue to build upon, you know, what appears to be a great 1-2 punch as far as those guys connecting and Matt really trusting in what Lance could do. And then, you know, I think he understands that if he's going to, you know, Matt's going to put it in the area, Lance's going to, you know, come down with it more times than not.
How do you foster those, you know, those type of relationships? You were a quarterback coach, obviously, for a long time, between the quarterback, receiver. I mean, there's no secret at times guys like throwing to somebody. They got their receiver. How do you foster those relationships?
It's a lot of hard work, and the hard work is typically outside of the time, you know, when we're with them as coaches. It's time in the summer that's spent just whether that's on air or doing one-on-ones against DBs. Just, you know, it's so much of it's timing and rhythm. But then it's also just a quarterback knowing that if I'm going to put the ball in harm's way and it's a 50-50 situation, that my guy is going to come up with it. And that's, I think, how Matt feels about, you know, throwing to Lance right now. You know, Lance has worked really hard, and you know, this is his time. He's been that third guy, fourth guy, whatever, through his career. And now he's in position where he can be our top threat, and we can keep feeding the football.
Coach, Willie Patterson, too, has a real nice game. Scores 2 touchdowns on those 2 receptions that he had. The one, you know, Lance turned into a blocking back down the field all of a sudden. But as you take a look at where he's come to, I know he's had injuries that have stopped him at times, too. It's, I'm sure, nice to see a guy like that getting the recognition out there on the field.
Yeah, I go back to the first time sitting down with Willie back in February and him kind of playing out his career and the 2 broken collarbones. And I remember saying, well, you're not going to break one again, so you were probably good there. But he was confident in his ability. That was evident. He was just waiting for his opportunity. And, you know, through these first 2 games, I think he showed that he's really effective in the slot, whether it's on the other end of some RPO, like slant type of passes, or the touchdown that he had was more of an RPO triple option where Matt can hand it off, he could run, or then he could throw it out to the perimeter, you know, to Willie, and we had a couple guys blocking on that play. You know, you mentioned Lance included, and I think the other one was Cam on that play that sprung him. So that's going to be a big part of what Willie brings to the table. It's getting him the ball in space, whether that's on offense or, you know, in the return game.
It's military appreciation game, this upcoming game. We just got done with Gold Rush last week. There were a couple of times, too, Coach. Did you ever see where, you know, some of those yellow shirts came on the field and it looked just like a referee flag all of a sudden, wondering what was happening?
Yeah, that caught me a couple times. I know we did get a couple flags down in that end zone. So I wish they were T-shirts, I guess. But, yeah, we got to keep things. I know the fans got warned, and hopefully we can adhere to those warnings so we don't get any penalties on our fans. I know it's all part of the deal, though. You give something away, people are about to throw it out in the field. So that's Quinn's department, I think, right? Or someone's.
Yeah, we'll blame it on him. Coach, it felt like the quarterback for Drake, Ian Corwin, had close to 0 time. I mean, as soon as even going out of the gun, he was on the move constantly. At defensive line, we talked about how well they stopped the run against Wyoming, and this time they really got to the quarterback, it seemed. What'd you think of their play?
Yeah, D-line is where it starts for us on defense, and we need to be disruptive. And ideally, we can be disruptive with those 4 guys. We don't have to bring a 5th guy or, you know, a 6th guy into the mix a whole lot. And we were able to do that on Saturday. And whether it was our ends or on the interior, their quarterback had really no time to think about anything. And, you know, we got a bunch of sacks. We got after him and threw some balls up in the air. And those things will eventually turn into some interceptions. I think we had a couple that were really close. And that kid made some plays. Credit to him. He got out of the pocket a few times in that drive before the second half, but he was running for his life all day.
Yeah. Coach, what can you say about the play of Ty Okada, too? And I know he had a huge game, was a leading tackler for the Bobcats, and has really settled into that nickel spot quite nicely.
Yeah, Ty is a one of our better tacklers, and to put him in that position as much as we can is part of the plan. And Ty came up over and over again. Sometimes they were pressure, sometimes he was unblocked, but you still got to go out and make those plays in space. And that's Ty has proven in two games to be able to get guys down and tackles for loss, tackles at the line of scrimmage. Almost came up with an interception too. So. Really pleased with Ty's play through the first couple of weeks, and we looked to really count on him as the season goes along.
Coach, now it's going to be a question, too, I know, for yourself and defense coordinator Coach Freddie Banks about Tyrell Thomas. As he's coming back, too, there was thought that he'd be right in the mix for that. As he's getting back more healthy, have you given thought as to what you're going to do to try to get Tyrell and Ty both on the field?
Yeah, I think the plan right now would be to play Tyrell more at corner. I know we got three guys playing a good amount of reps at corner, but I think the plan would be to play Tyrell there. And we got to find a way still to back up that nickel spot. And what Tyrell brings in there is a different level of coverage ability, a different level of being able to play man coverage. So I do think it'll be a mix of Tyrell playing both positions ultimately, but I think getting him back going to start him off at one position would be the plan.
Coach, coming into the season, we had talked about kind of one of the areas that he had probably the most youth, and that was the defensive line and the DBs. A lot of that was still undecided exactly how it was going to look. You're two games in now. It seems like, from a perspective, they played pretty well. What's your thought on those two spots?
Yeah, I think up front I think we knew we could count on Chase Benson, Mondre Williams. Daniel Hardy was playing a new position, but I think we felt like he was going to be able to make some waves. Kyle Rigg, we were counting on. He went down pretty quickly in that first game. But what's happened is the development of Blake Heel, who's a transfer. Byron Rollins, who's an older guy, has been around but hasn't played a whole lot. Byron's done well. Blake Schmidt, a freshman, has done well. Brody Grebe, Sebastian Valdez, Ben Seymour. If I missed a guy, I mean, we're playing like 10 guys in the front, and that's really what we want. And we can't have any drop-off. We want, guys have different abilities, but we want to be able to go all day, throughout the game. And to be able to do that, you need to be able to play a bunch of guys. I think in the secondary, Jeff Manning was a guy that hadn't played here, but he's an older guy and was at Oregon State. I've been really pleased with Jeff in these first two games. You mentioned Ty. Ty has played a bunch, but hadn't really been in that starting role. And then I think you look at the addition of Trey Webb, played a lot of football, just not here. And it was good to see Kendrick Bailey kind of get in the mix and get some reps. Rylan Ort got some reps at strong safety as well. And then out the corner, James Campbell, receiver, hadn't played much. He didn't play any defense. He played a lot of special teams. Been pleased with James at this point. Eric Zambrano has played again, but mostly on special teams. And then Simeon Woodard's the guy that's the true freshman. So he's the real young guy really on our team that's played to this point, and really pleased with Simeon and his development. And, I'm really excited about what he's going to be able to bring to the table the rest of the season.
Coach, what's your take as you talk about some of that transfer stuff? What's your take on the transfer portal and how that's turned into a whole other thing?
Well, I think it's something that each program has to look at both ways. You want to do everything to keep your guys at your place. First off, I think that's that's the most important way to the thing you need to take into account. And our guys need to feel like this is the place they want to be. So transferring is not even in their thoughts. And I think as far as bringing in additions, I guess it's something that. We'll be a little bit different. I know this past year you could bring in transfers or guys could enter the transfer portal, I guess, through June. That's going to be through April next year. So that changes the dynamic a little bit in the summer. But I know for us, I think to keep our eyes wide open, no different than the way you would have maybe approached junior college transfers in the past. Where do you have gaps on your team? I just think you're potentially getting guys that are more ready to play at the FCS level. I think that's just what we'll see moving forward.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings in downtown Bozeman, Montana for today's edition of Catch It, as we are all throughout the season. We're going to be joined a little bit later with wide receiver coach Justin Udy, as well as some of those receivers making their way here, and strength coach Sean Heron's going to be joining us as well. We'll get our first break and be back, preview what's to come here for the Bobcats in week two at home. Right after this, as you'll listen to Catch It from Learfield.
For over 100 years, Bozeman Health has provided quality health care in southwest Montana. With locations in Bozeman, Belgrade, and Big Sky, no matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, Bozeman Health is always there as your partner in health and wellness. Bozeman Health, proud healthcare provider of Bobcat student athletes. Visit bozemanhealth.org for more information.
Any moment that lets you just sit back, relax, and enjoy even 1 second of the day to yourself and taste like pumpkins, that's a moment to look forward to. The McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is back. Get a $2 small hot or iced for a limited time. Or try one of our other freshly brewed espresso drinks. From iced caramel macchiatos to caramel frappes to hot mochas to every sweet treat in between. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com for everything you need to cheer on your Bobcats. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Go Cats!
Valley Credit Union is proud to serve members in the 29 counties across Montana and Park County, Wyoming. And to become a member, you just need to live or work in one. We offer all the online and mobile banking options you need, including depositing a check right from your smartphone and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs. So you can do business with Valley no matter where you're located. Visit valleyfcu.com today and make your move to Valley Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Montana State football fans, get ready for some great football this season.
One, two, three,
four. It starts with filling your tank with Conoco gasoline to get you to every home and away game. Why? Because we love the Bobcats as much as you do. So hop in your car and go cheer them on. Don't forget to download and use the My Conoco app to save. Conoco, choose go. Proud sponsor of the Montana State Bobcats.
Stop by Rosauer's for these great deals. Prairie Fresh Pork Loin Chops, $2.49 a pound. Whole Cantaloupe, 49 cents a pound. Draper Valley Grill Packed Chicken, $1.39 a pound. Doritos, $1.99 each. Tony's Frozen Pizzas, $1.79 each. Service Deli Genio Oven Roasted Turkey Breast, $4.49 a pound. Scratch Bakery 9-inch Pumpkin Pies, $4.99 each. And Fresh Alaska Coho Salmon, whole or half, $6.49 a pound. Get all these deals and more at Rosauer's.
Back here for the Buffalo Wild Wings in Bozeman, Montana. We remind you that Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Shop their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store right there North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Back joined with the head coach of the Bobcats now, Coach Brent Vegan, as the Bobcats were able to get their first win of this season. They're 1-1 of the year now after getting that first home contest. And Coach, you talked about in your press conference wanting to get more guys involved. If we want to be a championship level, we've got to have more guys. You didn't like at that Wyoming game, you had a lot of the same amount of guys. Do you think you did a better job of that after the most recent game?
Yeah, no question. I know on defense, way more into set rotations, and that played out well, where I think we didn't have any in particular play over 40 plays of the whatever mid-60s that we had. Offensively, I know we got a few more linemen on the field. Certainly at the receiver position, we got more guys reps. I think running back-wise, opportunities were there a little bit more for Elijah in particular. I know we still would want to get more carries to more guys. But yeah, it was a step in the right direction. We got Tucker out there for a series, and he threw a touchdown. So, yeah, a lot of good things happened as far as getting more guys on the field.
Coach, not only on the field, I know throughout social media, people have seen, too, you've gotten a couple of those commits over the weekend, too. Was it a big recruiting weekend this weekend?
Yeah, we had a good number of young men on campus with their families. We had, you know, with the 6 o'clock start, we were able to have a little bit more of an extended time with them on campus, and many of them have been on campus before. We got an opportunity to see where the building is at, almost completion. I think it was good for them to get in there. But the biggest thing was being in that stadium. You get a chance to get them down on the field pregame, you know, seeing it, feeling it, all that kind of thing, and then up in the stands. And I think that crowd has an amazing impact on a guy. You know, kids want to play in front of people. You know, kids want to play in packed stadiums, and we had that there on Saturday, and I hope we do in all these Saturdays to come.
Coach, San Diego coming into town is going to be your second Pioneer League opponent here coming up now, and San Diego team that's basically playing a Big Sky schedule. This is going to be their third consecutive Big Sky opponent. Had a real close one with Cal Poly. A pick six ended up kind of being the difference in that one. And then UC Davis, who's in the top 15 in the country, they've kind of showed it these first couple of weeks now. They really took it to them last week. As you've been able to get a little bit of a look of San Diego, we sit on Wednesday now. What stood out about this San Diego group?
Well, same league as Drake, Pioneer League. You know, the thing with San Diego, they've dominated this league, and they've been the team that's won countless championships. They were the third winningest FCS program in the 2010s. If that doesn't say enough about their consistency. They've been at the playoffs several times. They're the one non-scholarship team, I believe, that's had a playoff win. They had a little bit of, you know, an uneven spring. And you know, looking at those spring scores, they beat Drake 13-10. But I don't think that's evident of even comparing them to Drake. You know, and they've played two tough opponents, and they're playing a third in us. And doing that, I'm certain, was to try to beef up, you know, their ability to go into the playoffs, ideally for them, and be able to have some success. So, you know, they're a team, just based on their location, the quality of their school, the quality of their program, that attracts players that probably have scholarship offers in several cases to a lot of different schools. And you know, consistency within the coaching staff just breeds a product that, you know, we have to understand we're going to have our hands full. They're very traditional offensively. They don't run the quarterback very much. They don't have the RPO game. They want to hand it off to their tailbacks. They want to distribute the balls to their receivers and tight end. So they're pretty traditional on offense. They have a couple good backs that have you know, even production at this point. Quarterback play for them has been, you know, a big part of their success over the years. They're breaking in a new quarterback right now, and you know, I'm sure he'll just continue to get better and better. Defensively, they play out of a four down, and I would say coverage-wise, they're pretty aggressive. And you know, how much they choose to pressure us, because that was one thing that Drake did to us. They, you know, they pressured us pretty constantly, especially on first and second down, to get an extra guy in the box. And they took some things away from us in the run game, but then, you know, we had to attack them in the pass game. So it could be one of those games again where, you know, they're gonna not let us run, or at least in their minds, you know, stack the box, not let us run, and we have to be able to throw the ball. And you know, if we can keep stacking up performances like we had on Saturday, I think it's really going to force teams to play us, you know, more straight up than to say they can really stack the box.
Coach, this is the third straight non-conference game. Would you say with Wyoming, Drake, and other San Diego group that run fairly similar offenses, for the most part, does it make it easier for the defensive coaching staffs in that with a somewhat similar look?
Yeah, I think when when you're a defensive coach, I think you're going to look at how can this quarterback hurt us first and foremost. And I think we felt like going into Wyoming, Sean Chambers could hurt us in both the run and the pass game. And we were able to hold him in check really for the most part on both sides of that. And then these last two opponents have been more tailback oriented from a run perspective. So yeah, it certainly helps, I think, the continuity. And I know on the flip side, on offense, we've faced three consecutive teams that play out of a four-man front. So I think that's helped us on top of seeing our own defense, you know, through spring and fall presenting the four-man front.
Yeah, San Diego coming in throughout last spring. They were going for the most consecutive conference wins in all of college football. They ended up losing to Davidson in that spring. Davidson won the Pioneer League then. But how much stock have you and the coaches put into that spring season exactly? And how do you scout that with something that obviously has never been done before?
Well, I think you put stock into the fact that there's games to watch. There's personnel to watch. You know, it's these non-scholarship schools, their turnover from, say, 19 to the fall of 20 would have been significant. And I think even from the fall of 20, had they, you know, into the spring of 20, there's just guys are going to graduate and move on. They're not going to pay that extra semester, you know. And so what you see on these rosters are more turnover than I think you see at a scholarship program. So I think for us to be able to have that spring to kind of look at where they're at now as opposed to being able to, you know, have to go all the way back to 19, I think has been helpful. Now, you know, putting a lot of stock in the scores and all that, I don't think it's fair to do that because the spring was so in just that 2021 season was so uneven for so many people for so many other reasons. And they lost a couple kids to some transfer situations, and they've been able to add some, you know, since the spring season. So they got a little bit different team, but we're certainly taking a hard look at those games.
Yep, no kidding. It's a big one coming up. It's the second home game of the season for the Bobcats. They try to go above 500 for the first time this season. Sit 1-1 on the season right now. Coach, get something to eat. We'll join you back at the end of the show.
All right, sounds good.
That's Coach Brent Vegan, head coach of the Bobcats. We'll take a break. I'll be back. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield.
Your home should be a retreat.
And Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, hot spring spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that hot spring spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's three locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Bill, Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors. Great design begins with Great Floors. Mesa Moving and Storage. Moving your family soon? Mesa Moving and Storage is here to help. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Bill.
Still looking for the right job? Then listen up. A career is waiting for you at Williams Plumbing. From plumbing to civil construction to engineering, you can earn a big paycheck while working with a top-notch team of professionals. You'll also receive a signing bonus when you join our team, as well as relocation assistance if you live outside of Bozeman. So help us build Montana. We'll help you build a career. Apply to Williams Plumbing today at willplum.com/careers.
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 7 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
The win-win value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less with buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag, but they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations, not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
back here from Buffalo Wild Wings in downtown Bozeman, Montana, for catch up with Coach Brent Vegan. And we're going to be talking with some of the wide receivers coming up. But first, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds, station ID, as you're listening to catch up.
XL Country, 100.7, KXLB Churchill, Bozeman, Belgrade. Also in Livingston, on Translator K254 AL.
And catch-up continues here from Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach Justin Udy, as well as Lance McCutcheon and Coy Steele joining us for today's segment. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for coming out, taking some time to be able to join us. Coach Drake, that Drake contest, obviously you went to the air a ton, able to get a lot of passing yards. They stopped the run a little bit more, so had to go to the air a little bit more. What was your take on the wide receiver group coming out of that first home game of the year?
Yeah, I was just really proud of the group. We knew that we were going to get opportunities. We didn't know when they were going to come, but that's the key to having success at our position is just when your number gets called, no matter how many opportunities that you're going to get, that you're ready for them. And these two guys sitting next to me certainly took advantage of their opportunities and helped us get in through that ball game. So.
Lance, how about your performance on Saturday? Saw over 100 yards, a whole bunch of catches throughout the course of that contest. How fun was that to get back into the stadium and to see yourself targeted so many times?
It was fun. It was really fun. Gold Rush is always a fun environment to play in, and not playing since, you know, 2019 in December was awesome to get back in front of the fans. And like Coach Udy said, just staying ready and waiting for my opportunities and taking advantage of those.
It's been a long time, obviously, since you get the opportunity to be able to go out there and compete there in front of a home crowd. What were you telling some of the younger guys in that to be able to, you know, get them ready for a contest where it is going to be a loud environment, it's going to be a gold out, it's going to be, you know, a packed stands out there?
Yeah, I think everybody was just excited, and it was a lot of fun. And so just kind of get these guys ready, you know, preparation all week and making sure we're just getting in and watching film and knowing our responsibilities and what we got to do, and just kind of keep a level head and go out there and just have fun and enjoy it.
Coach, you know, you've got a can you talk just a little bit about the group that you have too? I know you got these two, you got Willie, you got Jaden Smith, you got so many different options you're able to use throughout the course of a game too.
Yeah, we were able to add some pieces in the off season with Nate Seward and Cam Gardner, and you mentioned, you know, Willie Patterson, Jaden Smith, Charles Brown has played some for us. So those guys are really starting to transition into, you know, understanding what their role is, and that role will continue to grow, you know, as we go through the season. We're going to need everybody. It's not just one or two guys with our group. You know, we played a bunch of different wideouts. I think we had, you know, six different guys the other night that were rolling quite a bit, and that's our plan, is to be able to platoon dudes in there, change up the looks, and keep people fresh. So, again, if we get our opportunity, that we're able to take advantage of it.
Lance, you had a lot of catches, like we talked about, over 100 yards you were able to pick up in that contest. One of those plays I want to have you talk us through, whenever Willie Patterson caught it in the flat, you were downfield, had to block the guy out, whatever, to kind of open up that hole. You turn into kind of the lead blocking back throughout there. What was going through your mind during that one?
I mean, the play was called, and just my job is to go out there and block the corner ahead of me. And, I mean, the play in this offense, you got to be able to block. So just when the play was called, just go out there and just make the block.
What's it like to being one of those guys who grew up a fan of Montana State, right down the road in that, playing here in Bozeman for the Bobcats? And what's that experience like?
It's awesome being able to play in front of my you know, home fans. My mom's here. I love that. I love having my mom here, being able to come to every game. So, I mean, it's just a great opportunity to be able to stay home and play in front of home fans.
Coy, on Friday, they went ahead and kind of revealed the locker room and everything to you guys. You got an opportunity to be able to see it for the first time and move in there for a little bit. How was that? What was that experience like? I know you've been here for the long haul of it all and saw, you know, when you used to have to walk over the brick house to where you're at now.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to get in there and see kind of what that's turning into and what it's going to be for us. And so it was exciting. And it's just a testament to some of the guys that have been here before and the success that's kind of led into us being able to enjoy that new facility. And so it was cool to finally get in there. And it was a change, but the atmosphere was really cool coming out of there and being able to walk out of that locker room.
We're joined here with Coy Steele, Lance McCutcheon, and wide receiver coach Justin Udy here from Buffalo Wild Wings. And coach, can you give us a little bit of a synopsis with San Diego coming in, what they're looking to be able to do, what you and the team are going to have to be able to do well out of the wide receiver spot?
Yeah, they're a well-coached group. They have a bunch of guys in the secondary that have played a bunch. You can tell they're really fundamentally sound. And so matchup-wise, you know, for us, it's like these guys talked about earlier, being able to make sure that you're getting in, watching film, knowing what those coverages are going to look like. And, again, being able to take advantage of our opportunities when they come, because you just don't know, you know, exactly when those moments are going to happen in the game. And so when those matchups happen and those plays are called, you know, I know that these guys will be ready, and that preparation is the key to that.
Lance, I asked Coach about, you know, what, how to foster one of those relationships with a quarterback, be kind of the guy that is looked to from the quarterback spot. You know, obviously you and Matt have a great connection. You saw a ton of balls come your way. From your perspective, what's it take to kind of get on the same page as your quarterback?
Just like Coach Udy's been mentioning, just watching film, get in. Whether there's a coach there or not, just get in, watch film, study where he's going to go with the ball, how he's going to throw it, you know, when he wants to throw it on certain plays. And just the summer training, you know, whenever he hits me up to throw, I mean, let's go to the field, let's throw, let's build that connection in the offseason.
Coy, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, you've played here at Montana State with different quarterbacks all these different times. What's it like having a different quarterback? How different is the relationship with each quarterback whenever you're in the receiver group?
There's definitely each of them have their own kind of things that they do well. And, I mean, we all get along really well. It's not like we're meeting with one of them. Whenever we're in there, it's all three of us or all three of them. And, you know, just all of us getting in there. And so you have to kind of get used to each one and how the ball comes out of their hands and, you know, and that's just like Lance is talking about, built up in the off season and through practice and so stuff. And so it's not really that big of a difference when they come in, and whoever's in, you just got to kind of roll with it and trust that they're going to do their job, and they just have trust in us too as well.
Coach, what makes a good wide receiver when you're recruiting a guy, when you're looking for someone to play here at Montana State? What are you looking for in those type of position groups?
Yeah, I think it starts off the field. It starts with their character. You know, is he a guy that's going to be able to blend in with the culture here that's been built and that Coach Began's continuing to build? Because if they're going to be a disgruntled employee the whole time, it'll never work out. So it always starts with the character aspect of it. And then, you know, certainly for us positionally, we look for certain skill sets inside. We want guys that are really twitchy, that can play over the middle, that can take a hit, that can provide other things on special teams and on the perimeter blocking. And then outside, you know, guys like Lance, guys that have length, guys that'll go up and attack the ball, that when it's a 50-50 ball, you know, he's going to come down with it. And so that playmaking ability, that explosiveness, that's really what we try to identify off of tape.
Well, guys, thanks for taking the time. Best of luck here this upcoming weekend, and go get another one here at home.
Thanks for having us.
That's our wide receiver group, Coach Justin Udy, Lance McCutcheon, and Coy Steele joining us. We'll be back joined with strength coach Sean Herron when we return, as you're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
The win-win value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less. With buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag. But they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs. Available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com for everything you need to cheer on your Bobcats. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Go Cats! Hey, Montana State football fans, get ready for some great football this season.
One, two, three. It starts with filling your tank with Conoco gasoline to get you to every home and away game. Why? Because we love the Bobcats as much as you do. So hop in your car and go cheer them on. Don't forget to download and use the My Conoco app to save. Conoco, choose go. Proud sponsor of the Montana State Bobcats.
For over 100 years, Bozeman Health has provided quality health care in Southwest Montana. With locations in Bozeman, Belgrade, and Big Sky, no matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, Bozeman Health is always there as your partner in health and wellness. Bozeman Health, proud healthcare provider of Bobcat student athletes. Visit bozemanhealth.org for more information.
Stop by Rosauer's for these great deals. Prairie Fresh Pork Loin Chops, $2.49 a pound. Whole Cantaloupe, 49 cents a pound. Draper Valley Grill Packed Chicken, $1.39 a pound. Doritos, $1.99 each. Tony's Frozen Pizzas, $1.79 each. Service Deli Genio Oven Roasted Turkey Breast, $4.49 a pound. Scratch Bakery 9-inch Pumpkin Pies, $4.99 each. And Fresh Alaska Coho Salmon, whole or half, $6.49 a pound. Get all these deals and more at Rosauer's.
For all of your tree and lawn care needs, turn to ArborMedic Tree and Lawn Care, a proud sponsor of MSU Athletics. ArborMedic Tree and Lawn Care provides outstanding service for your landscape for pruning, removals, stump grinding, tree moving, plant health care, and all of your landscaping maintenance needs. Check out ArborMedic Tree and Lawn Care, Wade Dooley Certified Arborist.
Valley Credit Union is proud to serve members in the 29 counties across Montana and Park County, Wyoming. And to become a member, you just need to live or work in one. Valley has the products and services you need to make sure money goes and grows with you, from helping you with any of your lending needs, a great rewards checking account, and mobile banking that includes mobile check deposit. Visit valleyfcu.com today and make your move to Valley Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cat Jack continues here from Buffalo Wild Wings. We welcome you back in on the Bobcat Radio Network. And we remind you that Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Shop their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Go Cats. We're now joined with strength and conditioning coach for the Montana State football team, Coach Sean Heron. And, Coach, thanks for coming out today and joining us for this segment.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach Coach Vegan talked multiple times throughout the fall and the fall camp about how well-conditioned the guys were and how much that helped him and the staff whenever they wanted to start, what they wanted to get into. Can you talk a little bit about what went into those summer conditioning, exactly what the guys went through to get to that fall camp spot?
Yeah. I think obviously him and his staff coming in the spring and seeing them, how they operate and how they wanted to practice throughout the spring gave me an idea of what I needed to prepare the guys for through the summer. So that was a big help. You know, every coach does it different, and the way we practice, it's a very high tempo, a lot of reps. Guys got to be able to be out on the football field for a long duration and be able to cut and sprint for under fatigue, and so we were actually able to use some GPS trackers as well to kind of tell us positionally, you know, how much distance guys are covering in practice. So we knew going into the summer what we needed to work towards the end so that when they got into fall camp, it wouldn't be a shock for them, you know, going out there and practicing 2.5-3 hours.
How much does it change for you and your staff then whenever you get to in-season mode and you get into the season? What does it look like from a strength and conditioning perspective at that point?
Yeah, it definitely changes a lot. It's, you know, it's kind of the training aspect is just a balance of it's a balancing act of stress management. So the guys are obviously going through a lot more football stress. They're in class, so they have that mental stress. And so with the training, you're not trying to apply too much stress. You're trying to apply just enough for them to maintain what they've built. And some guys we want to continue to improve as we go. So the goal for us is to continue to get stronger as the season goes. But it is a much more of a balancing act because you got, you know, guys are banged up and some guys are playing more reps than others. And so there's a lot of different programs going on at the same time based on reps taken and injury status and stuff like that.
Not to put you right on the spot, but I know there's obviously some guys on the team that have impressive numbers, can lift a lot, different things like that. Is there anyone or any guys in particular that, you know, our weight room guys did a real good job during the summer and, you know, we're seeing some of those get into fruition here into the season now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Daniel Hardy had a great summer. He's probably pound for pound the strongest guy on the team, very, very explosive. Chase Benson obviously is a force to deal with, and you're seeing that out on the football field. Lance McCutcheon had a great summer, and he's been able to show his explosiveness. And just the change in style that we've shifted to as a team has been a little bit more focused on, you know, being better movers and being explosive, being fast. But at the same time, we need to improve our strength qualities as well.
Coach, also is just walking through the other day in that brand new athletic complex. They're still putting those finishing touches down at your area in the weight room and that, but how critical and how nice is that going to be to have a big facility like that?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome just from the standpoint of, you know, everything will be under one roof. Yeah. And so, you know, the guys have done a good job of having to deal with the logistical things that they have over the years, you know, having to, you know, walk all the way to the stadium. It'll be nice to be right there at the field. We do so much stuff on the football field. You know, it's not, we spend just as much time on the football field as we do in the weight room. So that aspect will be awesome. I don't have to have my staff, you know, driving 45-pound plates from one weight room all the way down to the field. And so just there's going to be so many benefits of it. The guys will be close to the fueling station, and it's just, you know, everything will be right there. So it'll be a lot more convenient.
Coach, what about, too, for the common folk out there, what are the differences when you're training, say, a football-specific athlete as opposed to a basketball player or a different sport?
Yeah, I mean, with every sport, there are different strength qualities that are needed. Obviously, football is one of those sports where you kind of have to have everything. You got to have mass. You got to be able to take a hit. Yeah. So there's a body weight element to it. Like, no matter what, you have to be at a certain body weight to be able to withstand the tackling and delivering blows. And then there's, you know, sheer max strength, being able to push a guy off the line. But then you got your wide receivers and your DBs who got to be able to run fast and have breakaway speed. So football is kind of a everything all at once. You're training. We've got to be in shape. We've got to be fast. We've got to be strong. We've got to be at a certain body weight. So we have to have great conditioning levels, but we can't have conditioning levels that hinder their body weight. And so you're constantly trying to prioritize individually what each guy needs as well. So that's another thing that goes into it, is trying to make sure everybody's getting what they need specifically to improve at their position.
Coach, we talk at times about kind of the things that have changed in college athletics, one of them being recruiting has changed in the last 10 years. Another huge element of it is strength and conditioning and the way that that's continued to evolve and change. What are some of the ways you've seen those changes, and what are some of the technologies that you use whenever you're getting the football guys ready to go?
Yeah, I think there's several things that we use. I think one of the biggest changes is being able to there's data management. There's a lot of strength and conditioning programs are collecting data. I think that's a good thing as long as you know what to do with it. So for us, like I had mentioned, using the GPS data where we can track guys' miles per hour, we can see what they're hitting out on the game field versus what they're hitting in training, and decipher whether or not, okay, are we not hitting higher speeds in the game because we're out there thinking too much? And we can have those conversations with coaches, just knowing what their heart rates are, what their conditioning levels are with those GPS bugs. In the weight room specifically, we track bar speed. So the reason we do that is it gives us a little bit more of an in-depth idea of what's actually going on and what strength quality we're training. So if the bar is moving at a certain speed that's faster than what a max strength output should be, I can tell the athlete, hey, you need to put more weight on. And then it's kind of auto-regulating in a sense that if an athlete comes in and they're feeling really good and the bar's moving fast, then we can put weight on. If they're having a bad day, if, you know, they're stressed out because they were up all night studying and the bar's moving slow, then we can adjust. So it helps to keep the athletes healthy too, and just give us a better idea in our decision-making process, because one of the main things in football is you got to have guys healthy. You know, that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, you mentioned a guy like Daniel Hardy, put on quite a bit of weight in the offseason too, made sure it was good weight to be able to do that. How much do you work with, does each player have a player-specific profile as to this is where you are, this is where we want to get you to, maybe from your freshman year all the way up to when you're graduating?
Yeah, so obviously with this being my first time in this role, the freshmen will have a sit down and we'll have kind of benchmark goals for where they're at. Up until this point, it's really been about me profiling the guys that we have. So I can go to those younger guys and say, hey, this is the prototypical size of a left tackle here at Montana State. This is what they weigh, this is the numbers, this is what they jump, run, this is what they lift. And then we just set those key markers so that the athletes have a goal to shoot for, and we can make sure they're on track in it. And it helps the coaches with that data in terms of recruiting as well.
Well, Coach, keep it rolling along, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's strength and conditioning coach Sean Heron. We're here from Buffalo Wild Wings, and we'll get another break in and be back joined with the head coach of the Bobcats, Coach Brent Vegan, when we return as you're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 7 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Built. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors. Great design begins with Great Floors. Mesa Moving and Storage. Moving your family soon? Mesa Moving and Storage is here to help. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Built.
Your home should be a retreat, and Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, hot spring spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that hot spring spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's 3 locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
The Rocking R Bar is your home for everything Bobcat football. Whether the Cats are home or away, we are your game day headquarters. Swing by for great food specials like the Sunny Holland Burger from our new grill, Hail Mary's. We also serve the best Montana craft beer and liquor the state has to offer. So grab a pint, something to eat, and one of our very own Rocking R Bar liquors, because it's a great time to be a Bobcat at the Rocking R Bar.
Back here from Buffalo Wild Wings in Cat Chat on the Bobcat Radio Network for another Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30. You can join us in-house here from Buffalo Wild Wings in Bozeman, Montana. We're back joined with the head coach of the Bobcats, Coach Brent Vegan. And we also remind you that Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Shop their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Go Cats. Coach, one of the first questions coming in comes from Brian. He says, can you walk us through a game day before, after the game, such as report time, meals, music, different things like that, the entire go-around, if you could?
Yeah, we obviously have our kickoff time. Last week was 6:05. I think we're 1:05 this week. We just really subtract from there. So we go back 4 hours, and that's when we have our pregame meal. You know, and obviously, depending on the time of day, what that meal is going to be like. This coming week, it'll be a 9 o'clock meal and 9 a.m. meal, so it'll be more breakfast-oriented. Last week, it was 2 o'clock, so it was, I guess, a lunch if having steak and chicken and pasta and all that for lunch is the way it goes. Yeah. But Before that, we have a walkthrough with both sides of the football. Last week with the night game, we did some things earlier in the day, but like, you know, we play for the most part at 1 o'clock. So our day starts 15 minutes essentially with that walkthrough for everybody. We have a chapel that's 45 minutes in front of that. It's attended by many of our team members as well. You know, going forward from the pregame meal, our guys do have some time after that. And that pregame meal is obviously a last chance to get food in our body, but that's the last chance our position coaches have a chance to sit with their group and really go through all their tips and reminders. So it's kind of that last position meeting. So it's you walk in there, there's a lot of buzz in that room, and it's not a room where guys are just sitting there and you know, they don't know what to do, and they're worried about the game. They're learning about. They're just getting reinforced, I guess. Hopefully they've learned it by Saturday. But just reinforce those last, you know, like I said, tips and reminders. And they have a little bit of time off. So what guys choose to do in that hour and a half between that pregame meal and ultimately the prowl is kind of up to them. You know, everybody's got their own routine. Some guys probably go back to their apartment, their dorm. Some guys maybe, you know, get to the locker room and just want to start pacing around. I don't know. But kind of they can do that on their own. And then the prowl for us was 2:10 before the game started. We have a quick highlight video, and it was cool. We watched it on the floor of the field house. Garrett Becker puts together about a 2-3 minute highlight video just to kind of get us back in the moment. You know, the prowl, obviously, that was my first part of that. It was the first time we moved it out 2 hours before the game. And you know, it gives our guys an opportunity to feel what the buzz around the stadium is, and obviously is we went through there. You follow the band, and that was awesome. That's one of those things that college football should be all about, is, you know, that interaction between the players and the fans, and like I said, just feeling that energy. And then from there, again, there's a stretch of time where guys have the ability to, you know, kind of get in their own routine. They can go out in the field and do some things if they like. They can, again, they can walk around the locker room. They can listen to music. They can do whatever. And I think it's 66 on the clock is where we start going out in order. Our specialists go out first, and then quarterback, centers, and on the way down. And I think we go in at 25, and I don't know if we're going to keep going, but the captains talk, I talk, there's some music. And you know, then we had the run out, which I think our guys, I thought that was awesome. You know, we changed it just a little bit. Obviously, we're coming out the center as opposed to the side, but we still, you know, the rodeo team with the horses, that was amazing. The band, like I said, just adding more and more layers of what college football game day experience should be all about.
Coach, and then post-game, those guys, are they? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, you know, the guys that we wrap it up, obviously, you know, have some conversations with myself, to the whole group, position coaches, try to tie it all together. Some guys have some media obligations, but otherwise, you know, we want them to get with their families. You know, many of these guys aren't from here. Their families come, you know, to Bozeman on these six opportunities, and you know, just let them go and have some time with their families. And, you know, these 1 o'clock afternoon games will provide even more of that. You know, that's a big part of it, just bringing all these families together here. And you know, I don't know where they found places to go. I heard downtown Bozeman was crazy. I didn't go down there, but I heard it was crazy. It was hard to find a place. So you gotta have a plan, I guess, to know where you're going to go out to eat after the game.
Yes, you do. Montana State fans have a totally new way to be able to listen to every Montana State football and basketball game this season. Learfield has launched the brand new Varsity app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. You can download the app, and you can start listening to all Bobcat content for free and get notifications on your smartphone or device when the event has started. Again, download the Varsity app and don't miss a single Bobcat game this season. I want to make sure, I know that we give a shout-out to the Buffalo Wild Wings staff here today, too. I know that they are short-staffed and continuing to stay open for us and help us out every Wednesday. They do a great job, so kudos to Buffalo Wild Wings and that staff. This came in from Trevor. It says, happy birthday to Bobcat superfan Tom Schmidt, who's in attendance today. Happy birthday, Tom Schmidt.
Happy birthday.
We got another question here coming in from James. Coach, how do you keep the energy intensity up from last game and continue it here into this coming week?
Well, that's got to be part of our routine, part of our build each week. You know, you don't want to get up too fast. You don't want to be keyed up to play on a Monday. You have a process you go through, and you know, each day the game gets a little bit closer. Your preparation is a little bit more complete, so that you can, you know, unleash your best effort on a Saturday. You know, and your team has to have the right mindset. It's got to be a team made up of competitors, guys that, no matter who you play, no matter where you play, no matter when you play, are ready to show up. And that's just constant messaging, you know, whether it's from the coaches, from the team leaders. You know, and I think we have that type of team that, you know, each Saturday is going to show up to play and play as hard as we can. It might not be perfect every week, which, you know, with nothing is. And we just want to keep getting better each week. And part of that is just our approach. And we've talked about it all week, kind of having a consistent, consistent approach each week. And, you know, how do we treat Sunday? We better recover on Sunday. How do we treat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then, you know, come ready to give our best performance on each one of these Saturdays.
Yep, no kidding. Bobcats back at home this weekend. They're taking on another Pioneer League opponent in San Diego, and take them on against San Diego. But in Bozeman, Montana, there's still an opportunity to be able to get some of those tickets, limited tickets for the next couple of games. So if you've got plans.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside
here soon. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here today for Cat Chat. Our thanks to Coach Brent Vegan and to everyone for coming out. That will do it for another edition of Cat Chat from Learfield.
Been listening to Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. Montana State University, Mountains and Mines, Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series, and by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.